Welcome to LifePoint DriveCast. My name is Corey DeCaro, and I serve as the teaching pastor for our Plain City campus. I hope you're having a great Friday, and I'm grateful you're listening today. On Sunday, we continued in our series called Asking for a Friend, and in this series, we're looking at 1 Corinthians chapter 6 and 7 to get relational insight to help us believe correctly and treat one another carefully. In doing so, we're addressing some of the things that we're thinking, but not all of us want to ask. And our big idea for this series is we believe that God offers us answers to life's toughest questions. And the question we asked this week was, why are Christians so judgmental and backwards when it comes to sex? I know for me, as a parent of two teenage boys, I feel like I'm constantly monitoring what's on our screens in our house, whether that's YouTube channels, ads, commercials, images for movie artwork, movie trailers, and more. My boys would tell you that a common phrase in our household when something remotely inappropriate comes up is, close your eyes, which is followed by changing the channel, skipping an ad, or muting the volume. Now, most people would think that makes us pretty weird, prude, or overprotective, because I guess the prevailing thought in our society today is you can do whatever you want, and you can do whatever you want with your body, as long as you don't hurt someone else, and this includes our sexual activity. Well, the early church in Corinth thought the same thing. However, the Apostle Paul was quick to correct them. Now, it's impossible to go through all that we talked about on Sunday, but I just want to briefly talk about Paul's response in verses 9 through 11. He says this, "Do you not know that the unrighteous will not inherit the kingdom of God? Do not be deceived. Neither the sexually immoral, nor idolaters, nor adulterers, nor men who practice homosexuality, nor thieves, nor greedy, nor drunkards, nor revilers, nor swindlers will inherit the kingdom of God. And such were some of you," he says in verse 11, "but you were washed, you were sanctified, you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God." Paul here in verse 9 repeats this phrase, "Do you not know?" Right? He says, "Do you not know?" 6 times in this short chapter. And Paul is saying to the Corinthians, hey, there are some things that you should know and that you need to know. And here in verse 1, they need to know that there is a difference between the righteous and the unrighteous, the Christian and the non-Christian, the believer and the non-believer. And that there are things that actually separate us from a holy God, that there are things that break fellowship with God. And Paul, knowing exactly what's going on in Corinth, lists some of these things that they're dealing with. He says, some of you are in sexual sin, worshiping idols, committing adultery. There's prostitution, homosexuality, thieves, greedy people, drunkards, cheaters, those who are abusive. And what Paul is really getting at is this, that God has a kingdom, and it's a righteous kingdom. And if you want to be unrighteous, then you won't be in his kingdom. And he says, so don't fool yourself. He says, if you want to live life on your terms, if you don't want God to have any influence on your life, if you want to live in a wicked way with a wicked lifestyle, then just don't be confused. You're not going to be included in God's kingdom. Now, some of us might be thinking, well, gosh, I'm a Christian, and some of these things that popped up on the list, I just committed last week. I sinned last week, or I failed last week, or I was greedy just the other day, or I may have backslid a couple of years ago. I want to let you know that Paul is not talking about isolated acts of unrighteousness. No Christian will live a sinless lifestyle. What Paul is talking about is a life characterized by these sins, a life direction that flows towards these sins, lifestyles that are dominated by these unrighteous things, a pursuit of unrighteousness, an attitude of, I don't want to follow God, but I still want to belong lifestyle. He says, those who live that way, they won't inherit the kingdom of God. And he says, please don't be deceived about this. But also notice in these few verses here how Paul addresses the Corinthian Christians. In verse 11, he says, such were some of you. This is past tense. This wasn't everyone's story in Corinth, but these unrighteous things was definitely part of many of their stories. And Paul says, hey, these unrighteous, sinful things that marked our lives and separated us from God and kept us out of the kingdom, well, they don't mark our lives anymore. That we we don't let these things define us anymore. And he says this is true because in verse 11, he says, you were washed and you were sanctified and you were justified in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ and by the Spirit of our God. In other words, he's saying you heard the gospel, you met Jesus, you received him, he's changed you, and he's given you a new life. And Paul had personal knowledge of this because he was with the Corinthians. He knew them before they knew Jesus. He was with them when they received the gospel, and he saw their lives transformed by Jesus. And what Paul is getting at here is a new life in Jesus equals new activity. That a new life in Jesus equals new activity. That this is what Jesus does, and this is what the gospel does in our lives. That makes the crooked straight, the broken whole, the lost found, the drunk sober, the addict free, and the dirty clean. Paul acknowledges who they had been and who they had now become by the power of the gospel in Christ. They had been washed clean from their sin by the mercy of God. They'd been sanctified or set apart from the world unto God. And they had been justified or declared to have a right standing with God. Paul is saying, you have a new life in Christ. And the unrighteous things that marked your life should no longer do so. So just don't walk in these things anymore. So I think in closing today, each one of us can ask ourselves, does the activity of my life truly reflect my new life in Jesus? If it does, take some time to praise the Lord for his work in your life today. If there's some work to be done, ask the Lord for help. Seek wise counsel. Scour the scriptures for answers and watch him faithfully work in your life. Let me pray for us today. Heavenly Father, thank you for your redemptive work that you've accomplished in our lives. May we remember whose we are. May we pursue holiness in our lives and be set apart for you. Thank you for cleansing us of our sin and shame. Thank you for making us holy. Thank you that we are made right with you through your grace and the finished work of Jesus Christ on the cross. It's in his matchless name that we pray. Amen.